Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
September 9th, 2010. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Show for you tonight. Tonight's program, handcrafted, lovingly using only the finest hops and purest spring water. My guest tonight, political pundit Meghan McCain, daughter of the senator of the same name, Meghan McCain. Very few people know that about the senator. If the pattern holds true with the family, she will return to this program 12 more times and then never speak to me again. Speaking of politics, by the way, hit me.
Are you ready for some midterms?
Wow. Worst Hank Williams Jr. impression ever. Midterms are upon us once more. But before we discuss the midterm elections, I wanted to remind you guys of this person I once knew. He's an idealistic young politician with big dreams of how the world worked.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
We are going to do everything that we can to work with all of you, Democrat and Republican.
Let's step back for a moment, remind ourselves that we have things in common, family, friends, laughter.
Peristalsis. We're all astounded by water, fire, air, and dirt. Magnets, how do they work?
Really? Insane clown posse fans, all right. Anyway, that nice young man went on to become president of the United States of America and finally had an opportunity to bridge the deep partisan divide that had paralyzed our nation's government. How'd that go for him?
The easiest thing for the other side to do is to ride this fear and anger all the way to Election Day. Most of the Republicans in Congress have said no to just about every policy I've proposed since taking office. No to infrastructure. There were no new policies from Mr. Boehner. There were no new ideas. Politics, pure and simple. I fail, they win.
That may be as close as any president in the United States has ever come to saying, "S*** all y'all." At least we all still have laughter. As in, oh my God, remember that guy that believed that we would work with him? So the president out on the campaign trail making his case that you should vote for Democrats because A, that'll keep that sweet, sweet stimulus coming. And B, it turns out the Republicans are kind of a to deal with. Clearly, this man is in mid-season, midterm election form. Of course, he's just one man in a gymnasium in Ohio. It's not a matter of what he says as much as what we're told that he says. Would the cable networks be able to shake off their Summer of the Killer Mosque cobwebs and dive in? Fox?
His speech today, like the policies he's advocating, look like desperation.
Bottom line, this was the president in campaign mode.
He blamed Bush, he blamed the GOP, he blamed Boehner.
The president, it was a class warrior today.
Class warfare is back.
It wasn't what I think Ohio wanted.
Is the president's message too little, too late?
I think it was too much, too early.
You know? Bravo. Bravo. You had me at he sucks. Clearly, MSNBC is going to have their work cut out for them.
Let's start with the president's speech in Ohio today. What a humdinger it was.
He looked, to use his phrase, fired up.
His rhetoric can be incredibly compelling. He understands how to draw the narrative.
I think he got his voice back.
Speaking with passion and empathy.
This was definitely the best speech we've gotten from him since he's been in the White House.
Balling, I mean, it was fantastic. He was absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait to see what Jamie Lee Curtis and the lead singer of Right Said Fred blog about it on my website. I can't believe I'm even here with you. I don't know what accent that was.
Of course, praise to be expected from the liberal counterweight.
But.
But.
But as you know, one speech does not change the narrative.
But that there's a gap between what the president says and does, that's a huge risk for him.
What are you doing? Do you know nothing of your obligation to shape the news towards your desired electoral goal? There is no but in journalism. Have you learned nothing from Fox? You pick your narrative and you stick with it. And if the news doesn't fit your narrative, change your news. Change your narrative. Watch how the masters do it.
Now, the president did have a rare moment of honesty during his speech, and I hope voters around the country are watching this.
Taxes are scheduled to go up substantially next year for everybody.
All right, that's right. I know the anointed one will make sure that that happens.
Wow. I can't believe the president of the United States would just blurt out, everybody's taxes are going to go up substantially. Probably because he wouldn't do that. Here's the slightly less abridged version.
Under the tax plan passed by the last administration, taxes are scheduled to go up substantially next year for everybody. By the way, this was by design.
See? MSNBC? Amateurs? Starting clips later and cutting them off before the speaker can finish the thought's full construction can be a useful tool in helping your audience understand what you want them to think. It's a fun and easy way to make people you disagree with say things that make them unelectable. Not that the Republicans need any help making themselves unelectable. This is Minority Leader John Boehner announcing the Republicans' new jobs plan in a moment of candor.
We're going to ship millions of American jobs overseas.
What? Why would you do that? You must really hate the working man. I bet if we played that clip out, it would end with Boehner throwing monkey at an American flag. By the way, that's speculation. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a shame we don't have time to actually look at the full clip. So, Fox, MSNBC, it's so difficult to watch coverage on these hyper-partisan networks. Let's see what CNN's response to the speech was.
Welcome back. I'm Rick Sanchez. Guess what? Moments ago, the Republican minority leader, John Boehner, sent me a tweet personally.
Dude, you're a newsman, not a 13-year-old girl who just won a meet Justin Bieber radio contest.
See, at Rick Sanchez, he sent it to us.
Ooh. If you get that excited about tweets that go directly to you, perhaps I could have my audience send some Rick Sanchez tweets. K care of, send a tweet a tweet. Oh, that's not fair. Rick, I'm kidding, obviously. You're not just some total meathead.
By the way, I said the president was in Columbus. He was actually closer to Cleveland today. I'm right. Thinking Columbus because I'm all fired up about that University of Miami, Ohio State game that's coming up this weekend.
Sanchez like football. Football always on Sanchez's mind. Sanchez yesterday referred to Hillary Clinton as Fran Tarkington. I apologize. We'll be right back.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back. You know, we hear a lot of stories about discrimination in this country, but none more painful than the one Wyatt Cenac found right here in our own backyard.
With Elena Kagan's recent confirmation, the highest court in the land is now lacking just one thing.
Only the borough of Staten Island has failed to produce a Supreme Court justice.
Yes, every other borough in New York City has provided a Supreme Court justice, yet president after president continue to overlook Staten Island. State Assemblyman Matthew Tatone.
We do get a little bit miffed that we are discounted. We happen to have a lot of great things going on here.
Talk to me about some of those great things.
Staten Island is immensely diverse. Staten Island often is thought of being exclusively Italian-American, having the Guidos, but we also have the largest Liberian population outside of Liberia.
No offense, but it's Liberia.
Well, clearly, people coming from a Civil War-torn country prefer to be on Staten Island than Liberia.
It's kind of like saying, oh, do you want to get punched in the face or punched in the balls? And there's no reason I couldn't find the next Supreme Court justice here. I just needed to follow a simple blueprint.
An independent mind, a record of excellence and integrity, a fierce dedication to the rule of law.
So I scoured the borough to find the most qualified candidates.
As far as the laws are concerned, here on Staten Island, we need them to be as hard-assed as they possibly can.
So it sounds like you're a constructionist when it comes to the Constitution.
I wouldn't use maybe that word.
A hard-ass when it comes to the Constitution.
All right, a hard-ass.
An effective justice should have the wisdom of Oliver Wendell Holmes, the compassion of Harry Blackmun, or the intangibles of part-time DJ Charlie B.
I think I would be a slamming judge because, you know what, I've been through so much. You know, you really need to have credibility before you can give a judgment.
And of course, a justice also needs the proper training to rule effectively. It seems like judging people is a part of your job.
I mean, when you're working in the bar, you got to keep an eye on everybody. You got to see who's had a few too many, who's rubbing up on the chicks, you know, stuff like that. You don't want f***ery.
Right. No f***ery. I believe Justice Alito said the same thing in the case of Citizens United versus the FEC.
No f***ery.
The candidates had a lot of promise, but how would they do in real working conditions? We put them to the test in moot court.
And now, arguments on the constitutionality of California's Proposition 8 outlawing gay marriage. The case is already in progress.
We already learned that racial restrictions in marriage were outlawed with Loving v. Virginia in 1967. The same laws and rules apply today, Your Honors. Then, they heard from the defense.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court. Marriage is fundamental to the existence and survival...
Where did you get this accent from?
This is the accurate way that words should sound.
You're telling me how something should sound?
Please try and find my accent less amusing and more authoritative. Now, basically, what I'm saying to the court is that Prop 8 must stand and that same-sex marriage must not be legalized. I thank the court.
Our cameras were given an unprecedented glimpse into the normally closed judge's chamber.
Let me ask you a question. Exactly. If your brother was gay,
yeah,
and he asked you to be his best man, what would you say?
No.
Go ahead?
Yeah.
I believe you.
Not. And I kick him in the ass, too.
I'm upset.
There were hours of thoughtful discussion.
This pizza has no pepperoni on it. Where's the protein content?
And a thorough examination of legal precedents.
Why don't we keep it like the armed services, what is it, no tell, no see, no see, no tell?
Don't ask, don't tell.
There you go.
Years ago, but if you were black and you wanted to marry a white, you couldn't.
That's a whole other issue, I'm sorry.
I don't think a white is the politically correct term.
Listen, when the forefathers made the Constitution, you think they know about the internet? You think they think we'd be in space? We gotta keep it moving, man.
These justices may be more reasonable than the Roberts-led Supreme Court. Finally, it was time to hear their ruling.
Beard, wig, let's go, up. The court has reached a decision. Dude wants to marry a dude, that's cool. Two chicks want to get it on, that's great. We ruled 5-4 that Proposition 8 is substantially unconstitutional.
Oh, come on, that's ridiculous.
Oh, shut up.
Whoa, where did that come from?
Came from his mouth, jerk off.
Perhaps the next justice is here.
You are liberal activists governing from the bench.
Right here, limey. Court's adjourned.
Rest assured, aging justices, if you decide to retire, Staten Island's got your back.
Wyatt Cenac, we'll be right back.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
My guest tonight, the daughter of Senator John McCain, has written a weekly column for the Daily Beast, and her new book is called Dirty Sexy Politics. Please welcome to the program, Meghan McCain.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well,
thank you. Happy New Year.
What? see you in Times Square tonight. How's your dad? Is he good?
He's good.
Yeah? Did you ever mention me?
He was very surprised you booked me for the show.
Can you give him this note? You just wrote him a little note. would you give that to him?
Yes, I will.
Do you wanna read it?
I miss you so much, baby, please. I promise things will be different, John. I'll give it to him.
Thank you. You want to smell it? It's Axe body spray. I don't know if you know it. Just miss him so much.
When was the last time he was on the show?
It was like 2007, and then suddenly he got nominated for president, and then he thought, I don't like Jon Stewart anymore. I don't know. It was somewhere around there, but chances are he wants to. It just hasn't been able to fit it in.
I'll put in a good word.
Thank you very much. This is the book, Dirty Sexy Politics, and that's you on an elephant.
Yes, I actually did that, too.
Did you really? That's a real elephant?
It's not photoshopped. I spent a whole day riding an elephant, so sounds a little weird.
I didn't think they would let you do that. Isn't that a somewhat dangerous? Elephants are notoriously unpredictable. That's chimps.
No, it was great. Pete is a little pissed, but whatever. So
Pete is angry about this?
Yeah, apparently.
Do they think the elephant should get to eat you after? Like, what? Why is what are you doing to this elephant that is in any way would run afoul of a?
I don't know, but
that
they
seems
were mad.
Very. They really were.
Yeah.
They're mad at a lot of
things.
Sorry. Well, and then afterwards, it appears that you and the elephant have reconciled
in
some way.
That's when I tamed the elephant.
You have tamed the elephant?
And I tamed the elephant.
This is, you know what's nice about this book? Because I did not know what to expect. You know, I've read your comms and such, and I know you're staking out kind of this idea of a more inclusive Republican Party. But what I liked about this was it's a view of the campaign trail that's very personal. It was almost, I felt like I was reading someone's diary.
I know. I basically wrote a very real book, and it's very sad, and I talk about everything. It's called Dirty Sexy Politics. I talk about sex and politics and everything in between, and
right. What
I think about Sarah Palin, which has gotten quite a bit of coverage.
Right.
And,
not as much. I with the title, I thought there would be more, quite frankly, sex. There was a lot of dirty. Not as much sexy as I thought there were.
I was celibate the whole time because I was like John McCain's daughter and everyone was too scared to even talk to me, let alone date me. So.
This is the interesting thing, is you talk about becoming kind of a prop and how they made you go to a consultant.
Yeah.
And you really forget that individuals running for office are human beings with families, and you get these ass just ridiculing these people.
Yeah. I mean, I was sent to an image consultant.
Just every day, just relentless, showing video clips of them and then saying really just arrogant, angry things. It's, well, if I were you people, I'd never want to come on their show ever again.
You're a little obsessed.
No, but it does, you know, you're hard on yourself.
I am. I was not on my best behavior the whole time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't always acting like I should. But when you're sent to an image consultant and said that you look like a stripper and you talk bad and you're hurting the campaign when, you know, there's a pregnant teen there, it does a little bit to your self-esteem. And I, you know.
I understand. It is interesting, though. Even Palin dominates the narrative, even telling your story and your father's story. The first couple of chapters are really even still about that. You were not aware that she was the choice. You had been hoping it was Lieberman.
Yes, I was, and I still love Joe Lieberman. And I found out an hour beforehand, and I literally was like crying and like on stage, like
a lot of crying in this book.
There's a lot of crying in the
You're
book.
You're doing a lot of crying. Yeah. Not so much crying anymore, though.
No. And I went through a really, you know, period where I found myself, and I found really what I believe the Republican Party can be. And
yeah, good luck with that, by the way.
I just think that there's a lot of negativity dominating the media and there's a lot of angry people, and you know, you know, the squeakiest wheel gets the most coverage, I guess. And I'm just trying to give people that feel like they have somehow been neglected by more extremists that, you know, you have a home with me and I'm fighting the good fight and,
We have 10 homes with you, I think, don't we?
You know,
you see what I did right there? You see what I did right there? Son of a bitch!
I know, God!
That's what I'm talking about. I'm the kind of person that should not be allowed to be around you. I'm very glad that you wrote this, and I thought it was a really interesting way of approaching something that has been written about and overcovered and all those things, and I hope it does very well for you.
Thank you very much.
And do you think Lieberman sounds like Droopy Dog when he talks? Because I do.
No.
Dirty Sexy Politics. It's on the bookshelf. Not really. You don't ever think he's not. We're in a three-way tie. Meghan McCain.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.